Splinters of Jade grapples with mature and sensitive topics, which could be triggering for some listeners. There may be scenes ranging from the use of drugs or alcohol, suicide, and forced marriages, to violence, body horror, gore, and the dehumanization of certain castes, classes, or nations of people. Please see the show notes for episode details. Listener discretion is advised.
You are listening to Splinters of Jade, the Legend of the Five Rings role-playing game actual play podcast. Your game master is Chris Garvey.
All right, roll your Jade Strike.
Cooney Guru is played by Buell Richardson.
He's also a Shigenja, so definitely not a duelist.
Kitsuki Akira is played by Steve Lanslow Bartolome.
Gonna come up and I'm gonna punch him in the kick him in the face.
And Yogo Sojibo is played by Bren Thorson.
Oh boy, my honor.
Now, on with our show.
Someone's in my seat.
And you see in the doorway a large individual with a braided beard.
Oh! Sorry, Muto-san. The seats are not reserved. But I can get you a fine seat and give you a bottle on the house.
Moto-Batu?
Yogo Sojibo? It's been a dog's age since I saw you.
It has. Please join me at my table.
Oh, sounds lovely.
Do I have to roll a skullduggery for this?
No.
Not yet.
You're old friends, or old acquaintances, so this is on the level.
Yeah, we're definitely old acquaintances. We have at least gotten drunk together.
Yes.
Keep, bring me two bottles, one of whatever my friend is having.
And I down one bottle that I have already. Yes, another bottle.
And a bottle of the same for me. You still have a fine taste for the sake, right?
Of course, my tastes haven't changed that much in those years.
Well, if you ever get out towards my lands, there's been a interesting little crab pop-up. It'd be great for you to put them in their place for drinking. They have a drinking game called The Wall.
Oh, yes, I have been to The Wall. It is quite an entertaining, from what I can remember.
If you played it, I'm so shocked that you remember anything at all.
out of character, he remembers that he played it. That's it.
All right, let's a little interlude. The Wall is actually a game. No, it's not.
No. It was an idea brought up by some of the people on the Facebook pages. Using square sake cups and building a wall out of the empties.
Yeah.
So yeah, out of character comment, he remembered he played it, that's it.
I remember the beginning.
And he remembers the end. The beginning was he took a drink. The end he woke up with a hangover.
So, Sojibo, what brings you to the Dragonfly Lands?
Officially, taxes.
Unofficially?
and I kind of look towards the... How about we... Before we get into that...
To the Emperor!
To the Emperor!
Clink! And, if I have to roll to get him a little bit, looser...
Depending on how you want to do it, it would either be a performance or games. Or you could do it with sentiment. Different TNs. I'm going to keep the TNs secret for just the fact you need a void point.
God dang, I actually don't have any of those.
I would also accept courtesy as well.
Could I do a skullduggery?
Yeah, I'll let you do a skullduggery.
And sadly, this guy actually got in before I could do it, but I was going to do a Jirogen's Balm. But he came in before I got a chance, so it's too late now.
So you're going to have to get drunk for real.
Actually, I'm going to do... I don't know. So I don't want him too drunk.
You just want him liberally lubricated.
Yes. So it's definitely not a fitness earth.
So I'm going to have you do skullduggery air.
Okay, that's better. Mm-hmm. That's two successes, no opportunity, and no strife.
All right. So... You're able to keep him just a little bit more liquored up than yourself. Because, I mean, although he's bigger, he can take a little bit more. It's a little bit of a challenge for you.
Yeah, he's a professional drinker.
Both of them are.
We both are. I just think he has a little bit more fitness to him than I do. Is he a Shugenja? Is he like a Moto Death... priest? No.
Not to what you recall. He never showed any signs of being a Shugenja when you knew him years ago.
Because I totally forgot what that they call it now. I know they used to call him Death Priest, but they called him something different in the Shadowlands book. Yeah, they call it Avenger, Moto Avenger in this edition. In there. So yes. What unofficially brought me here? And I kind of look towards the inn. We're having some... How do I put this gently? I believe some of your companions may have fallen in with a bad crowd.
Oh?
And while they're talking, Kuniguru is seated with his back to the wall. He has a bottle of sake on the table. There's some sake in a cup. The cup has not been touched. And he's watching the interactions of the Moto and Sojibo.
Me, I'm still by the back door.
Mm-hmm.
And thus I heard him enter.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay, yeah, I'm still waiting by the back door to see if he slinks out. Or if anyone slinks out.
Mm-hmm. And I got my eye on the front door. What it worth, because I'm probably at least... I don't know what to... Well above the legal limit.
And what sort of trouble do you think my clansmen have done?
What I've known they've done is create some very dangerous weapons and may have attempted to sabotage the Tanbo Castle.
Those are some very serious accusations.
You hear the sound, the faint sound of metal sliding.
Oh God, which one do I have? I don't have any Afuda. So for those who want to know, I have been rolling my Afuda rolls off screen. If you guys would like to change that, you can let us know on Twitter when this episode comes out, but I failed my last one. I only have one Afuda left.
I'm not taking kindly to what you're saying. We may be old friends, but that won't stop me from sliding my Tonto in between your ribs. I think you should just go.
So how close is he basically got his Tonto out at this point?
He has the Tonto out, and under the, you can see the glint of light from under the table.
Which one's initiative again? This is going to be, I think this is almost a duel at this point.
Yes. You're, will be set up as a duel.
Uh-huh.
So I think that's focus.
Yeah.
Focus or vigilance?
Focus, I believe, is because we're focused on each other.
All right, so I think at this point we're getting into a duel. So we're going to do a TN1 meditation check to start this off.
Are the rest of us able to see a little bit of what's going on?
No, this is pretty well hidden in the opposite end, and definitely Steve can't see because he's outside in the back.
Definitely not for me, yes.
I'm going to be in water stance. Actually, I'm going to be in earth. So I want to... Okay. Kip.
All right. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can you be forced to assist there?
If I spend some strain, or not strain,
strife.
Strife.
Plus the focus is 9.
I am not a duelist.
So what is your end result of adding everything up to your focus?
3 and an opportunity, which I'm using.
With your focus?
Whew. Like I said, I am not a duelist.
Okay.
And I don't know where my focus went. It's not here. Why is my focus not here?
Yeah, he's a sneaky scorpion. He doesn't duel.
He's also a Shigenja, so definitely not a duelist.
Oh, no, it's 4. It's 4. Focus is 4.
And we are in range band 0 at the moment of each other.
Yes, I
would presume that, yeah.
So what we'll do is a quick stare down, even though we're in the space. So go ahead, get a few tokens out for how much strife you want to bid.
Yeah, let me know if there's any time I can make a roll to notice something going on.
Yeah.
Since Kuniguru is in the sake house.
Yeah.
While we're getting our bids here. All right.
A lot.
That's
6 strife.
That's 6.
Which brings me up to 10.
I thought... No, that brings you to 9.
I'm at 4.
Oh, you said 3.
I got my focus and vigilance switched.
So you are now going first. You're under a lot of strife.
Yes.
All right. So... What are you doing as your action here?
So first off, I wish I could put more points in unarmed, but I'm going to make an unarmed check. And I'm going to try coiling serpent style.
All right, this is a TN3 because he is in air stance.
Oh boy.
It was to be sneaky and not noticed.
Yeah.
I think you have it.
No, I don't. That's all strife. If I take that, he gets an instant hit. Basically, I will go into him, and he will stab me, and then I will get it. Because are you over your... This will put me... If I were to take this, this would put me over my composure. Well, you don't get the hit right now. It's if you were to unmask.
Not in a duel.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Not in a duel. Means I go over my composure. But so that means it interrupts me?
Yeah.
So what is... So he's using a Tanto.
Yes, he has a Tanto.
So he's using it one-handed?
Yep.
I'm going to risk it. Keep those three, so I keep three strife already. Oh. That's two opportunity.
Take the crit.
And immobilize him with Coiling Serpent style with those two opportunity.
Does that knock him prone? Or just immobilize?
It's immobilized.
I'm looking for the Tanto.
I believe it's four.
All right, we'll just say it's four.
They call it knife in this, I think.
Yeah. Which knife is damage two, deadliness four if it's single-handed, deadliness six if it's dual.
So it's his critical strike. If he hits.
Yeah, if he hits, so. And
my Earth Stance doesn't do anything. Because it's not spending opportunity to do.
I think he hit.
Yeah.
He hit with... Even if he were in Air Stance, he would have hit.
Yep.
Yeah.
He stabs, because... Do I get the free attack? Sorry, my brain's not fully working.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, you get the free attack. Doesn't deal any... I'm not sure if it deals damage, but it deals a crit. Times two plus bonus successes.
All right. So, one bonus success.
So that would be a nine crit, which I get to resist. Which I actually have invested in fitness.
All right, go ahead and resist. Currently, it's a maiming blow.
Yeah. Come on. There's too much strife on these dice. Isn't it? It's not an action to unmask, is it?
No, you can unmask at any time, but you will have to. There will be penalties to unmasking.
I already got the penalties to unmask. So, I don't know. There's too many different ways to do things, so I'm gonna unmask. So basically, they just hear shouting.
Because it's kind of a unbecoming action of you, you will take a hit to your honor.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, my honor.
I know, Scorpions.
Yeah, I'm noticing this. Am I seeing anything else odd?
I'm going to have you actually do a culture check for this one, and it is going to be based off of...
So I reduce it to a crit 5.
Okay, I'm going to keep that exploiting success with the two successes and a strife.
So you notice something where it is going on over at the other end. Where Yogo Sojibo had been sitting. Yogo Sojibo receives a debilitating gash into his side. Is it based off of my ring or what ring you were in?
My ring.
Okay, so you have the severely wounded condition on your... Earth Ring. At this point, some of the patrons of the area have noticed and are quite freaked out. Steve, Kitsuki Akira has heard this chat, this scream, and can now make a bit of time to get around.
Not get around. Pull out the Jitei, come in through the back door.
What silhouette is he? He's larger. That's why I want to know if he's maybe a little larger silhouette.
No. No, he'd have to be, you know, at least the size of a horse. Not that big. Hida Kasada's barely that big.
Yeah, that's the problem is I have Lord Hida's grip. It's silhouette 3 or larger. But
still silhouette 2.
Darn it! Can't use it. But I can use the next one. For meals.
Alright. I will have let you guys have a quick, because right now Moto Batu is immobilized from the Striking Lake Serpent. So you guys can each do one quick action. Your quick action is coming through the back door.
Yep.
Causing a bit of a ruckus there.
That's why I have my Jitei out, so that they can see, Emerald Magistrate.
Yeah. The Kuniguru, as it says, gets up and going over and doing a rushing avalanche style. And it's unarmed.
Okay, go ahead and roll for it. He is still in air scan, so it is, although he's immobilized.
I don't think it does anything.
He's in air stance, so it's a 2. Because immobilized would have dropped into 1.
Oh, okay. Kuniguru is in earth as he's doing this. I'll keep that one. And that canceled. So I have 2 successes, a strife, and an opportunity. The opportunity cancels the strife.
So narrate this to me.
So Kuniguru comes over and just, with an overhand punch, clocks him on the jaw. Damage will be based on, what's the damage for an unarmed? You know, off the top of the head?
Damage 1, deadliness 2.
So, it's not a lot of damage. And the reason why I was asking earlier if he was prone, I would increase the damage by my fitness. So basically, Kuniguru comes over and goes, crack, right into the jaw.
Ugh. And I let Yogo Sojibo have one action, because that's basically interrupted the duel.
Mm-hmm. So I have him. Now I'm going to... So that basically increases my TN in that ring.
For any rolls in the Earth Ring, yes. It's a +1 TN.
And I was wrong. It's martial arts melee with a blunt.
Yeah.
But when I'm rushing out much, I need to get me a Tetsubo.
Yeah, you need to, like, get Tetsubo over. So I'm going to do martial water.
What are you doing?
Well, I got all the shaking.
Are you going to roll and then tell me what you did?
I'm basically going to try and disable his, get rid of his weapon.
All right.
That is 3 successes, but no opportunity.
So describe what you did.
I basically try and, because I don't actually do anything, I just kind of stress him out enough, trying to get to his knife hand that's still swinging. As I kind of have his body under one... I actually don't know a lot of wrestling moves, sadly.
Basically going for an armbar?
Yeah. I have him in a hold, but I don't actually have... His weapon is still free, so...
Use your Jitei. It's got disarm.
I don't have any ranks in melee.
We can fix that.
But I do have Coiling Serpent Style, which does pretty much the same thing.
So But I think at this point we're probably going into initiative orders.
Yeah, we're going into regular combat now. So, tactics one. Plus your focus.
You keep saying tactics one. You don't have tactics. Isn't it like...
So just roll,
tactics
just roll
the ring. It's the martial group.
Yeah, so basically it's just the ring you're going to be in.
Yeah, yeah. It's always the ring that you're going to be in.
Which for me is Earth. Yeah. I'm giving that back.
All right. Steve, what'd you get?
8.
Bren?
4 again.
4.
So just a quick question. How much honor did I take for that?
3. There's other samurai in the room. So taking a bit of a hit.
Is he considered intoxicated?
Yes, he is.
And so are you. You take double the strife.
Oh.
An intoxicated character doubles all strife they suffer and doubles all strife they remove. It's removed at the end of each scene. An intoxicated character may attempt to sober up by making a TN3 fitness water check.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
I just happened to pop it.
Well, from here on out, we'll keep that in mind.
Yes.
So, because you're intoxicated, I'm putting you after Cooney because you're both 4s.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to do that for ease. All right. So, Kitsuki, you're going first. You are probably about range band 2, so, or 3 at this point. So, range band 3, sorry.
That's quite a ways away.
Yeah. About 5 to 10 yards. 15 feet.
Okay, yeah. So probably going to spend this turn moving in.
Okay. Since his hand's still somewhat free, Batu is going to try to stab at Yogo once again in an attempt to free himself. So he is now in earth stance.
So I have no strife now because I did that.
Yep.
I got some strike from the last hit, which I probably should. So I would have 2 left if we're going by the intoxicated rules.
All right. What stance are you in?
Water.
Okay, so this will hit then.
Mm-hmm.
No bonus successes. So it is 4 damage, or 4 endurance.
4?
Be 2.
Sorry, 2, yes.
Knives don't hurt a lot when they hit, but when they do crits, they do a lot.
Yes.
Which is the way it should be.
Yeah, I had the numbers flipped in my head there. So, does 2 endurance as he's swinging at you, trying to free himself. And he's... Let's see, I can't use the advantages to escape you.
No, he just can't make a movement action, and then it's broken, sadly.
Okay, so he breaks, and he's able to break free with that.
Yeah.
All right, Kuniguru.
Do I see the knife?
You can see the knife. You clocked him in the head.
Yeah, I wasn't looking down. I was looking at his head. So, trying to pull the jete, try and capture his knife. So I'm assuming that'd be a melee.
Yeah, martial arts melee. That looks like an owl.
Well, I want to keep those, definitely. I'll keep the exploding. We'll give me another strife. Whoops, wrong die. Okay, take that strife. So that's 4 successes. And what I'm trying to do is catch the knife and disarm him. Because the GTA has snaring.
Okay.
Specifically used for disarming.
How many
You have to spend opportunities equal to his vigilance.
Yeah, and it's vigilance 3. So
then I would... Didn't know that.
Which is why Lotta Kata is a lot better.
Yeah. So I would have done, actually, strike as Earth. Which just means
most of the Kata requires opportunities.
Oh, yeah. And so it's strike as Earth using the Jitte. That's 4 successes. Which means I do believe I hit him.
Yep.
And the Jitte does damage only 2.
Yep. So it's 2 plus the bonus success. So
4.
4. So good. All right. And Yogo is just broken free from you and has gotten clocked in the back by a Jitte.
Sorry. I'm using my a Fuda, which is the one I do have, which is the last one I have, and I just gotta find it because I don't remember where I hit it. Is it somewhere? Ah, there we are. Oh,
okay. Okay. Three fatigue. It's gone, and
I'm removing the bleeding condition. And I recover 1 strife, which is 2, because I'm intoxicated. That is... did not require a check, so I still actually have a movement action and a attack action, because I'm in water stance.
You're still fully able to do tons of stuff.
So, since I'm no longer bleeding, I don't have to worry about taking the damage from bleeding anymore. That is a condition that it was applied.
Mm-hmm.
So what you see is me pull out from my sleeve an Ofuda, say a little prayer, and it kind of burns blue and then hits me with mist. And then I go in and try and punch him again. See what I get. Okay, see what I get here. Keeping that. Oh, come on. How many strife? How many strife does... Who has the most strife right now?
I think I do. I got 7.
Yep, I only have 5.
Okay, take 2 off. As I miss.
Alright, and... Kitsuki, what are you going to do? How does that work with... narratively.
Well, I think what he sees is that he's like, oh no, he's bleeding, and then he sees the Afuda like cure the bleed and
okay,
not bleeding anymore.
He's not bleeding. He's gonna be okay.
And basically sees me go in there, but kind of because I'm still a little bit woozy and intoxicated, I kind of don't get close enough to actually hit him, which I need to spend more money, or not money, I need to spend more experience on unarmed.
We will train.
Yes.
What stance is he in?
He's in Earth stance.
Okay. I'm in air. Gonna come up and I'm gonna punch him and kick him in the face. Gonna try open hand style. Let's see.
Yeah, I went and got open hand style. It's like it comes later in my creep. But since I can, it's an unarmed strike to put him into place in a Fuda. Basically place him in, like, I hit him with an Ofuda, putting him in an inopportune stance for the magic to take effect.
Keep that opportunity with strife. Reroll that explosion. So, 2 successes.
And you're kicking?
Yes. Let's see, kick would be...
Two.
And open hand style, he is now in void stance.
And since it's not technically a condition, her stance doesn't do that. Just, I'm really grateful they changed from the beta, which is like you could not spend any opportunity to do anything to him.
Right.
Now you just can't apply conditions or criticals.
Yes, that is not a condition, so I've switched him into void stance.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, that's not going to last for very long because it's his turn now.
It was a thought.
Basically hits him in the head and like...
Stand down, Moto. I can probably use Voice of Authority for that. It's a support action.
Yeah, but it requires a check.
Yeah, you've used up your turn.
Okay.
It pains me to kill my friend.
And he's going to try to stab at you again. Is that the one I want? That is the one I want.
Ugh. Ow.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Successes. Plus 9, 10. So 10 successes with that strife boosted on.
I'm going to take a crit on that one.
Owie.
Water stance.
Yeah.
So basically I'm using that whole take a crit instead of the endurance.
Yeah, because that's probably the better option at this point in time.
Yes.
Because that would have done a fair number.
Yeah.
That would have incapacitated me, definitely. Okay, so that is a crit of 1.
So, a close call. So, you're just able to get out of the way of the blade, and it cuts your... what are you wearing? Standard robes.
Oh, shoot. I've been forgetting to apply my concealed armor that I've been wearing. I forgot I was wearing that. So, yeah, that is damaged now.
All right. So, your concealed armor is now damaged.
Yeah. Crap. 9 out of 10 strife, though. Thank you, Drunken Art.
All right, Cooney.
Well, seeing as how the Jitte didn't do much, and I'm right next to him, it's either Kamiya, Earth, cast down this tainted being, Jade Strike him. Hey, his companions were tainted.
They were.
All right, roll your Jade Strike.
Yeah, the Cooney handshake.
I mean, if you can't Jade Strike him, though.
Grasp him with Earth.
I'm only waiting for him to run away for doing that.
I will definitely keep this exploding successful strike. I'll keep this success. I'll keep this opportunity. I'll keep that opportunity.
You re-rolled the wrong die for explosion.
Oh, right, I did. Okay, I'll keep that success with opportunity.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes, thank you for correcting me. So, my TN was a 2. I have 3 successes. I have 2 opportunities and a strife. So, let me make sure. So, if I succeed and he is otherworldly, I smite and purify him with Searing Jade. He suffers a critical strike of 3 plus bonus. So, critical strike 4. Yeah. And he can spend a. And he gets his roll. That is one thing that makes it with the J-Strike isn't as powerful as it used to be.
It's not, but I'm sure once you start boosting your Earth Ring, it's going to get really good.
Oh, yeah.
And plus, once you start getting those bonus successes there.
Oh, yeah.
That's why duels are, like, even deadlier. Like, I took a freaking
almost mortal wound if I didn't roll that high.
And for every two opportunities, or I mean, say two opportunities from his check to resist his critical strike to conceal is affected. Oh, wait. That was the other thing. Being Cooney, I could, if he... I believe he is tainted. I don't know for certain, so I'm not going to use the Cooney's ability until I know for certain.
Plus, it doesn't turn it to an explosive success.
Nope.
No, it had to have Stripe on it, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
It's like your school ability's not.
Yeah, it's not worth it on this one.
All right, so he does resist. It drops down to a zero.
But he is visibly affected.
Oh, yeah. He's sweating profusely. He's, you know, clearly losing his composure over it.
Of course, I completely forgot about Sai. I wonder where he is.
He's at the, you guys went to do this and you never told him to come with you.
I know.
You just started running.
No, I'm wondering if it's like, should I just do a void point and bring...
You can do a void point to bring him in if you like.
I know, I'm tempted.
You bring your Bushi to fight a Bushi.
Yeah. Let me pull up Sai here.
That's why I let you guys add those story elements with the void point.
Yeah, so suddenly Sai, wondering like, hey, they haven't returned yet. Here's the commotion as people are leaving the Sokka house. Of course.
Of course. Yogo in the Sokka house with the candlestick.
Oh, also Chris, rather than get rid of one of my strife, I'm using an opportunity. Each target that is a whirly suffers a silenced condition and cannot use Maho technique until the end of my next turn.
Okay.
Thank you, Buell, because I'm pretty sure he was about to start using those.
There's a reason why I'm like, read. Oh, yes.
All right, so Sai can take an action as he enters into the room.
As he's entering into the room, as he's seeing Cooney Jade Strike in this mojo.
I'm just adding him to the end of the line.
Well, Hita's grip is going to do relatively nothing for me, but it fits for the cure.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate narrative choices over meta choices.
Oh, I already know the next invocation I'm picking up.
No, I it's like because my Earth Ring's damaged is the only reason why I'm still drunk. I don't remember his...
He only has one in martial arts melee right now. Because
he only has 1.5 experience.
Or more, I don't remember.
So it was after this arc. No, 1.5. No, about 3. I'll double check.
We'll recheck it.
Yeah, we'll recheck. But he's going into fire! And doing... What is the worldly rune? I don't remember. I'm just going to roll it. Taking too long. What stance is he in?
He's in fire.
Okay. Da! Another explosion to blank. Dang. Well... So that is on the Gao, or Dao, whatever you want to call it, the damage. So it's 3 damage.
Plus he's in fire, so an additional 3 from stress.
Damage 4. Deadliness 3.
Okay, I'll go with that. I must be looking at the wrong thing, or I don't have it up. So I have the Dao here.
Yeah, because the Gao was not in the...
It'll probably come in soon. Despite the point, that is a lot of damage. That is, so it's a success. with three strife, so that's three bonus successes, and an opportunity, which what can I spend on fire?
Inflame a character, and they receive two strife, so in this case, four strife.
So yeah, he'll inflict four strife on him.
And you guys, you actually caused a critical there, because he's well over his endurance now.
Oh, so, okay.
So, critical three
are Gao's bladed weapons, because then I can increase it to a four.
They are.
And a four. And I won't inflict the strife. I didn't know.
All right. So.
He's rolling really good.
No, there's a lot of blanks.
There is a lot of blanks.
So he reduces it by two, so slashing through his clothes and armor some more. Or this is the second critical on him.
Yeah, but the first one was a zero.
Yeah.
But still, it was a crit.
True.
Yeah, but unlike Star Wars, the crits don't add up unless it goes from... Unless it's on the same ring, which is why I haven't been in Earth Ring yet.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kintsugi!
Okay, it does not look like he's going to stand down, so... Swap to fire, move action, draw the wakizashi, and gonna strike his air. No, I can't strike his air. I'm in fire. Okay, so keep that. Reroll that explosion from skill. That. Oh, that explosion from ring. That's blank. So, one, two, three, four successes.
Five, six. You're on fire.
Four successes. That's gonna count those for damage. So four successes, so that hits.
If you're in fire, your strife counts as successes if you succeed initially, which means that when you're doing damage, they're bonus successes already.
Yeah, okay, so four, five, six, plus the wakizashis, nine damage. And what can I spend one opportunity on the fire ring?
Well, you're using a bladed weapon, so you can increase the damage by one more.
You can increase the deadliness.
Or increase the deadliness by one, which would be the best option.
Oh, well... Keep him alive. I want him alive.
Yeah, actually, that's right. I was using fire ring, so... So I can't keep that one. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight damage.
All right.
And no opportunity.
Yeah, are you sure you're doing the damage right? Because it's bonus successes. You need at least two successes to hit normally. And you said you had five successes there?
One, two, three successes.
Okay, yeah, so he hits even at...
Mm-hmm. All right, and what's the deadliness on the wakizashi?
Five.
So he receives a severely wounded condition on his fire ring.
Okay.
And he's really, really suffering.
And he's bleeding.
Because wakizashi, razor-edged.
He's double his endurance.
Has he dropped his tanto yet?
No. And he can't speak at this point.
And I say again, stand down!
Because he's double his endurance, I'm going to say, you know, you guys have just basic... He's going to flop to the ground in
incapacitated. He's over his composure.
Yeah.
That's what, if he hadn't, he would have been on the ground because I was going to do an unarmed strike just to throw him to the ground.
Yeah. He is incapacitated. He is blacked out from the many hits. And as he blacks out, so does the screen.
Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games or Asmodee International. The music is used with permission from Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nix Animalia. More of her art can be found on Etsy. Recording, editing, and sound design is by Brent Thorson. Story is conceived by Chris Garvey. You can follow us on Twitter at SojPodRPG. That's at SojPodRPG. On Facebook at facebook.com/SojPodRPG and SojPodRPG.podbean.com. You can message us at SojPod@gmail.com and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SojPodRPG to get exclusive episodes and extras. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, and your podcast player of choice. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can't jade strike it, grasp it with earth.